USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
10 House Republicans joined Democrats to impeach President Trump on charges of incitement of an insurrection on Wednesday. The final vote was 232 to 197. Former federal prosecutor Doug Burns tells Fox News the realities of impeaching a former president.
The principal penalty per the Constitution is removal from office. So you can only imagine the average person scratching their head saying, wait a minute, this is to remove him from office, but he's already out of office. Now that he's impeached, he can't run again and so on. So the law is that in order for that to happen, the president has to be convicted by the 67 senator votes first. Then it's an ancillary or additional penalty of disqualification.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell told Republican colleagues Wednesday that he has not made a final decision on how he will vote on impeachment and that the proceedings will not begin until after the inauguration. This is USA Radio News.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. The new year is on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean farm raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile, and that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now. OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon, 15% off, and free shipping. Ocean Salmon. OSHENSALMON. OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping. An additional pound. Oh my goodness. And 15% off. OceanSalmon.com. OSHENSALMON.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry. Supplies are limited.
Social media app Parler may be gone forever after being exiled from various service providers, including Google and Amazon. CEO John Mazza made the announcement Wednesday and cited the Capitol Hill protests as the reason for conservative censorship. Legal filings said the Twitter alternative was home to 12 million users. President Trump on Wednesday addressed the Capitol Hill riot.
No true supporter of mine could ever endorse political violence. No true supporter of mine could ever disrespect law enforcement or our great American flag. Whether you are on the right or on the left, a Democrat or a Republican, there is never a justification for violence. No excuses. No exceptions. In Washington, D.C., we are bringing in thousands of National Guard members to secure the city and ensure that a transition can occur safely and without incident.
USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Articles of impeachment will now be brought against President-elect Joe Biden. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki reports.
Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene announced Wednesday night that she would file articles of impeachment against President-elect Joe Biden on his first day in office. The freshman Republican tells Newsmax TV her motivations for filing those charges.
Yes, I would like to announce on behalf of the American people, we have to make sure that our leaders are held accountable. We cannot have a president of the United States that is willing to abuse the power of the office of the presidency and be easily bought off by foreign governments, foreign Chinese energy companies, Ukrainian energy companies. So on January 21st, I will be filing articles of impeachment on Joe Biden.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Looks like Luigi and Mario are taking a backseat for a while. Universal Studios in Japan announced that Super Nintendo World will not be opening next month as planned. The Nintendo-themed zone of the Osaka Park was supposed to open on February 4th after its launch was delayed from last year. But with Osaka being placed under a state of emergency declaration yesterday until February 7th, that's no longer going to happen. A spokesman says it will announce a new opening date once the state of emergency has been lifted. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.